Unit 7, Part 4. Book Reviews. The Greatest by Daley Thompson, Stuart Binns and Tom Lewis. This well-written and informative book may well spark off many discussions as to who the world's greatest sports star is. It was compiled with the help of Daley Thompson, himself a prime athlete who holds 4 world records and is a master of 10 different sporting events. One feature of this book is Daley's choice of the highest-ranking name since 1900. This includes photographs, biographical details, and statistics, as well as many lesser-known facts, and even a points rating system for making your own assessment. Whether you favor Daley himself or one of the countless others, such as Bobby Moore or Lester Piggott, who are included in this informative book, it is a highly entertaining and enlightening read. Rare Beasts by Lawrence Alderson. This beautifully illustrated book details the history of domesticated breeds of animals. When completely wild animals roamed the earth, people began the process of selecting animals that they needed. Some were for food, while others, such as sheep and cattle, also provided clothes and shoes. As society developed and people began moving between continents, such as Europe and Asia, new breeds of animals evolved. At the beginning of this century, there were 230 breeds of cattle in Western Europe alone. But by 1988, only 30 breeds of cattle were left in large numbers, 70 were extinct, 53 endangered, and the rest greatly reduced. This book celebrates the survivors with photographs of them taken in an immaculate farmyard. Now all of us can enjoy these beautiful animals. Grooming, Gossip, and the Evolution of Language by Robin Dunbar. Psychology professor Robin Dunbar wrote this wonderfully original book, which illustrates the link between early primate behavior, such as hair grooming, and one of our everyday social interactions, gossiping. Professor Dunbar reinforces his theory with a mass of evidence from fields such as sociology and anatomy. One of Dunbar's points is that primate brain size varies in proportion to the size of their social group, and suggests that efficient human social groups should number less than 150 people. All in all, this book offers a wealth of thought-provoking, entertaining reading. A Man on the Moon by Andrew Chaikin. This fascinating book contains the most thorough examination of man's greatest adventure yet, the 1969 Apollo trip to the moon. Chaikin spent years interviewing every surviving astronaut and many other important people who were involved in the 12-year program to put a man on the moon. This book is a combination of biography and adventure. The life of each astronaut is followed from childhood to the surface of the moon and beyond. The author has attempted to discover how the experience of visiting another world has changed them. As gripping as this book is, it lacks an analysis of what the Apollo mission was for or what legacy the mission left. As a story of human achievement, though, it succeeds brilliantly. The Evil That Men Do by Brian Masters. Brian Masters, the acclaimed author of serial killer Dennis Nielsen's biography, explores the origins of good and evil in this excellent book. It makes quite depressing reading as he outlines some of man's most outrageously evil acts. His description of the Holocaust is particularly graphic, and the book in general must have been extremely difficult to write. However, the last section is more uplifting, describing the lives of several of the world's acclaimed saints, such as Grand Duchess Ella of Russia and Audrey Hepburn. This change of theme may leave you with the thought that people are still basically good at heart. The Sixth Extinction by Richard Leakey and Roger Lewin. This work is based on fact and probability, regarding the future of the world as we know it. It clearly points out how humans are carelessly wrecking the earth and how this continuing disregard could eventually lead to what the authors call a sixth extinction. Apparently, there have already been five extinctions, the most recent being the disappearance of the dinosaurs. But in Leakey's opinion, a possible sixth extinction will be devastating. However, he does point out that this can be prevented if we take more care of our environment. The clear explanations and interesting facts offered in this book make it stand out against some of the more mundane environmental offerings we have seen recently.